The era of the electric corkscrew is dead.
Lasted all of like a week.
Yeah, I'm happy for that. I couldn't be happier.
But everything comes back, you know. We're gonna do the card packs again.
Oh yeah, God,
it's all cyclical. There's a euro around the corner. I'm sure they got stickers.
Stickers. That electric thing came with a cool top slicer doohickey. Oh, it's right there. Can you pass that?
There you go.
And you know
why? Now we're just using the slicer.
Well, do you know why this is good? It's manual. There's no batteries to activate. Yeah.
So it'll never die.
Yeah.
That is useful.
What's this wine?
This is a Crasto.
Crasto.
Doodle. Doodle.
Bum, 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 bum. Honey, honey.
I had one of those days and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to drink today.
Oh, yeah.
And then now that we're opening the wine, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to drink.
Sometimes it's nice to just get you over, you know.
Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny, is episode 141. My name is Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Christopher.
What's cracking?
We're all down to business, right? We're going right to business.
Down to business, yeah.
The Crasto is cracking.
Yeah.
How was We're going to let the Crasto do the talking.
How was Easter's?
Last night, we let that Crasto talk.
Easter's was good.
Easter's, we were party rocking.
Party rocking. Yes.
We were at a party with 20-year-olds. I said to somebody, I made a 9/11 joke, always classy. And they're like,
never forget.
Yeah. And they were like, I was, that was the year I was born. I was like, oh shit, I was in grade 8 when that happened.
The joke was good.
Oh, a second dip has hit the Twin Towers.
I like that, yes.
There was dip there.
What's dip?
And they said, what's dip?
Like a dip, a chip dip. Oh. I thought you were going to do the Seinfeld, the classic Seinfeld.
What would that be?
You dipped a chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
Oh, there's no way they would have got that.
No. No. You're crazy. Terrorism will win over Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Didn't record last week. Just the way the Portugal schedule was. They played on like fucking Tuesday or Wednesday.
They played on a Tuesday. Wednesday. We couldn't really do a Wednesday deal. So
yeah, it's like we're not going to talk about one game. So we just pushed it.
They were friendlies too.
Yeah. It didn't matter.
And they were friendlies.
Yeah. He was just testing things out.
Yeah. They didn't matter so much. We lost the game. We lost to Slovenia.
Yeah, it was embarrassing if you ask me.
Yeah, they played horrible.
I know it was a friendly. I don't give a shit. It's still embarrassing.
It's his first, you know, it's his first loss. There was a tweet, or I think it was an Instagram post. There's someone, something 90. I guess they're like a Portuguese account, kind of, because they do talk a lot about Portugal. And they said, look at Portugal. They have like 5 teams they could possibly field for the Euros next year. And you get down to the 5th team, it's like, has Andre Gomes and Beto on it. You're like, okay, no, they can't win with this team. This team would not win a game, not score a goal, maybe.
I mean, our group is Georgia, Czech, and Turkey.
Okay, but they played the second team against Slovenia, and they got beat.
Well, Slovenia is a great team.
My point is that it's not as deep as people think. I mean, once you came back down to Ruben Neves, I don't know. It's kind of sad, but he's playing in Al Hilal, and
this was a big Saudi day. Otavio, Neves, Ronaldo.
I think the proof might be in the pudding. That look, we all thought it, but it didn't really happen last turn. It's like, can these Saudi guys still play at the top level?
I don't think so.
Well, Neves is shit with or without Saudi.
I think he's about the same level as he was before.
Otavio, poor bastard. Ronaldo, I don't know. It's sad to watch, man. Come on. He got fed a couple, like, through balls. He couldn't do anything with it. His touch was bad. And I'm like, it's getting embarrassing. Yeah.
And Ramos was good in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know the post you're talking about, probably because you sent it to me, the group. But I was like, I was looking at it, and then I looked at the first team, second team, and I was like, I'd almost put Jota over Ronaldo. And that's just my own thought. And then I started going through the comments, and that was like one of the first comments I read. I was like, okay, I'm not alone here.
Okay.
The guy's old, man. That's what it is. He's old.
Don't put him in the first team then.
He's a legend.
He is a legend. I'm not trying to take anything away from him.
They managed a nice win against Sweden, though, earlier in the week.
You would have thought the harder test.
Yeah.
So he puts out the stronger team. They destroy them. It was not. It was like not a contest.
5-2. Liao, Nunes, Bruno, Ramos, and Bruma all score. Bruma getting in there. Good for him.
And I know maybe a lot of people have a lot to say about, but quickly, just my point is like I love this four at the back. It leaves you with another strong midfielder, and if you have two sort of wing backs like Menge and maybe on the other side Dalo or something, you can go up and down. Maybe not Cancelo because he is a defensive liability. We'll see what they decide. Diaz and Antonio Silva and Asio in the middle. Then you don't really need that to take up another center back when you have so much talent in the midfield, which I would prefer to do.
Yeah. But we're going to pivot the system after we've played all of qualifying with three in the back.
But then look how well it worked right here, right?
Yeah. Semedo had a great game. 2 assists for him.
Yeah.
He looked good.
Very proud of that man.
Yeah.
On the other side, Menge was great too.
And he's back.
Hopefully
and
he's healthy. Hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah. That Sporting midfield of all the guys that I don't think they ever really played together or they weren't stars at Sporting at the same time, but that's like that Sporting dream of Paulinho, Matheus Nunes, and Bruno.
Yeah.
Imagine what could have been. Now, here it is.
Pure Benfiquista, but I don't care where they come from for the national team. You can be from fucking
Timbuktu.
No, but you gotta be from Portugal. That's what I always say.
That's your one stipulation.
Yeah.
Fine.
And Jota came on in this game in Guimarães.
Yes.
They tried to get him a goal, but
they tried so hard to get him a goal.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. I think he played both games too.
He came on in the second one too.
It's fucking awesome.
It's nice that Roberto Martinez, even a foreigner, recognizes, hey, this is where Jota plays in Guimarães. Mm-hmm. Let's give him a call up. Let's let him play that game.
Yeah.
Great.
This is just
good management stuff.
He's just testing shit out. He's just seeing what cooks.
Yeah. Danny Mota got no time on either of the games. Chico got subbed in the second one. So we got a little bit of playing time there.
They talked about Danny Mota. I heard the announcers talking about him.
Yeah. Did he not play?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think he got subbed in. Okay. Which, I mean, he got unlimited subs. Just throw the guy out there.
I'll check my stats right now. Check my facts.
Check the facts. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, wherever you get your pods. We're on YouTube. We're on Palma Radio. Check us out there. Subscribe, like, tell your friends.
And your family.
And your family. We're also on Patreon. Check us out there. Subscription based, but you get some extra content. Another nice little after show that we do.
If you want to hear us go the heck off. Yeah. That's where we
party rock.
It. Yeah.
Party rocking on the Patreon. If you want to help us out, support the show, you can do it that way and try to give back with a little bit of extra content there.
Yeah, on that one, we fucking swear.
Yeah. Gets crazy. Benfica. Big game. Big, big game. Big goal by little guy. They suffer from penalty kick amnesia. Di Maria and Arthur Cabral both stopped by 25-year-old Brazilian free agent Hugo Nogueira. Not free agent. He has a team, but maybe Portugal could use him. Who knows?
Mm. Oh, international free agent.
This guy's stopping penalties left, right, and center. Maybe we should bring him into the fold.
Oh, okay. These goalies stand on their head against Benfica.
Yeah. Birds would eventually break the deadlock through a wistful header by little João Duck Neves. And the game ends 1-0. How'd you guys like that?
Not good. Not good penalties. The Di Maria one was weak as shit.
You're lucky you even got that penalty. That was outside of the box.
Yeah.
No, that was the second one.
The second outside. One is what you're talking about. Second one, Arthur Cabral took it. Yeah, he got to take it twice, actually, because of encroachment on the box. And he took the exact same shit penalty both times. Oh, my God. Like, this must be a joke. You just got to laugh.
Yeah.
All you can do is laugh at that point.
And it's kind of like, they're just doing these little like pauses and stuff. The goalie waited after Arturo Cabral saw that the goalie waited on Di Maria's. Wouldn't he be like, maybe I shouldn't do that?
Yeah,
because this guy seems to be on my wavelength with the waiting, right? So maybe I should just blast this one. Yeah. He says no, I'm gonna do something dumber.
Yeah, and then they all went to the same side too.
Yeah,
The blast always works. Just blast it all the time.
Smash it.
If you smash it, it's almost impossible to save.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's easier to miss the target.
It is, yeah.
So they got to bring João Mario back to be the penalty king?
Yeah, maybe he can come back and
no,
do that.
We just got rid of him. We literally
that's what, the
just
only thing he was good
rid
at, though.
Of him.
Good at one thing.
Let Otamendi take the penalties then. Fuck, if someone's going to actually shoot at the net. But Di Maria's been okay until this one. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of just backed down by, like, saying, okay, I missed. Artur, you can take this one.
He just played for Argentina, like, a couple days before this. Mm-hmm. And he scored an amazing free kick, I think. And maybe he's fatigued.
He could have
got brain fog a bit.
Yeah. A little fatigue. Long trip?
Maybe, yeah, he party rocked the night before.
Long plane ride, we don't know. Mm. Either way, though, look, I like the lineup. I like not seeing Morato on the wing anymore now that Ba's back and he's kind of better a little bit, but he still missed a big chance. Well, not a big chance, semi-chance. But look, this season, it's all about one man. João Neves. This guy should be the fucking captain. Mm. He's amazing.
Maybe he will.
He's carrying, essentially. And I think he's the hardest hole of the team. And what more can you say about him?
Amazing flick header. Very nicely done. Didn't know you can do that.
I think I think that's one of those ones where you're just kind of like, maybe someone will get their head onto this after I tip it in and it just finds its way in. You're like, great. Amazing.
And then they score this after those terrible penalties. Everyone's happy. Cabral gives João Neves a big kiss.
thanks for saving my ass.
Yeah, thanks for bailing me out. Yeah.
I don't want to have to flip someone else off in the car park.
Yeah, I was just about to do that. Now I can kiss you instead.
It's just like, bailing us out once again. And I don't know, somebody's not firing up front, or maybe it's still like the, I don't know what position, but Florentino had another chance too. I like him in there, definitely.
He's
like,
well, yeah.
He's holding it down, but the man cannot hit the net if it has life dependent
on
it.
No, that's not his job.
He can throw a grape in the ocean, this guy.
It's definitely not a goal scorer, but I do like seeing him out there, and it's nice that he's like building back into a starting spot again.
Yeah, I don't know why he went away, but we were trying to do this Kökçü thing, and Kökçü finally effed himself, what he said in that interview.
Well, he came on, and they whistled him a bit.
Good.
As they should.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time he comes on, you give him the whistle. It's over now.
Yeah, we can move on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say about Benfica, coming back from an international break, Xavi's perfect opponent at home, warm you back up, because this next little run is like fucking, this is the season. Sporting tomorrow for the Tasa. Sporting on the weekend for the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple games against Marseille for Europa League. So
this
is everything.
It all comes down to this. This is it.
Mm-hmm. This is the season.
Yeah, this is a crazy, crazy run for you guys. Sporting back to back. And you got to come back? Or no, what was the first part? Is it tied or no?
We lost 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of ground to make up on that one.
It's going to be a tough test.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do it.
Of course they can do it. I didn't say they couldn't do it.
No, I'm saying believe. Tough. I think don't think bad thoughts, because that really hurts them.
It hurts the team, right?
Everyone has to believe.
That's right. If we all think...
So say it out loud, too. All the Benfica keepers listening.
Okay.
Let's say it. I believe Benfica will win
against Sporting 2-0.
No, not loud enough. Okay. Everyone at home. No. Let's do it again.
I believe Benfica will win against Sporting
2-0.
Okay.
There you go.
That was better.
Bring those good vibes into reality for you.
Yeah.
Can we just go to Benfica church right now?
A little bit.
You got to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The Sporting Nation, they don't believe. They're in first place with the best team in the league. I still don't think they believe.
Are they saying they don't think?
You know how Sporting Nations are. They're always
we're
going to fucking lose it. I know it.
We're going to drop the ball.
They're pretty confident this year.
This year they got
they
a good lead.
Fucking should be.
Nice I like also Rujo played and he looked good.
Mm-hmm.
He looked great. Leonardo looked good when he came on.
Yeah,
way more dynamic than Cabral.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Nice. And that was a good Friday game, right?
Yes.
Yes, that was. All right. After that game, Sporting they took on Estrela Amadora. They scored first. On all the Lisbon All Blacks, back in that black kit. But as usual, the Lions roar back with two goals. before the game is done through Paulinho and Nuno Santos. Spectacular header from Paulinho, I must say.
Yeah, that was emphatic.
Yes. But yeah, they're both up there scoring. Nuno Santos, he's fucking phenomenal, man.
Nuno Santos?
I love this guy.
Okay.
He's nuts.
I think if you were a Sporting, you should be a fan favorite. Like,
yeah.
He works hard. He does his job.
But he's always putting numbers on the board, whether it's assists or goals. Like, he's always there.
If Portuguese league, top Portuguese league player.
If he was on Benfica, you wouldn't be happy to have him?
That's what I'm trying to say.
He was on Benfica. Yeah.
Is he the best left back in the league?
I can't think of anyone better.
Ooh. Wendell?
Maybe.
No. Wendell on his best day, maybe, but...
Maybe one of those Braga guys, I don't know.
Yeah. Is Gyökeres the best thing to ever happen to Paulinho's career? I feel like since he's come in, he's, like, taking that weight off his shoulders, and then he's also providing assists.
Yeah.
And stealing defenders away so that Paulinho's wide open.
It's easy to be good when you got someone like Gyökeres up front, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He tracks all the heat.
Mm-hmm. Now he's open. He's putting away his chances. Yeah, Paulinho definitely benefited. Is one of the beneficiaries, one of the many beneficiaries on this Gyökeres guy.
Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, yes.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to say, you mentioned it up top quickly, but once they've discovered these black jerseys, they haven't went back. I feel like they're wearing these every week.
Well, yeah. That's what they say. Once you go black,
okay.
You don't go back.
I don't think that's about this.
But it's also it's not that far off from the CR7 jerseys. Why not just wear those?
Yeah, they've kind of retired the CR7s.
Yeah.
It was a weird little first couple month thing.
They got their new kit. And
it was a money grab.
Oh, for sure. 100%. That's what it was.
Nike's like, we got to get in on this. All right.
Their best ever selling jersey. It worked. Worked well. Porto, guys, a lot going on here. Porto botch another game against Estoril as the yellow team from Lisbon continues to be their Achilles heel. Third loss in four matches, which how did we even play them this much? And then how do we fuck it all the time? A lot of chances in the first half for Porto. Single goal from Cassiano from a free kick after Diogo Costa runs down the other team outside the box. Gets a red card. As soon as he gets subbed out, they set up the free kick. They score on Claudio Ramos.
On the cold goalie.
Cold goalie. Couldn't do it.
Damn. Took a wicked deflection. A
lot of tackles. A lot of cards. Chico gets a red. He claps in the ref's face.
Big claps.
As does most of the team.
He wouldn't leave, too. It took forever. He kept clapping.
Yeah.
He's got to put his hands away, man.
I mean, it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't touch a guy in the face when you're trying to take a throw in there, but like, I don't know. So you see it, and the guy just falls down because he touched his face. You're like, that's not how gravity works. Mm-hmm. You could stay on your feet, man.
You think he's trying to do like a mob boss kind of like, hey, buddy, dude.
Yeah. I always thought that would be the best way to like slap someone in a game. You do the Italian like hand close, but then you do it like really hard. But you know, the vibe is like, oh, this is
disrespect.
Yeah.
Then you give him a kiss on the lips.
You give him a really good one. Or, like, I always thought the move there would be, like, the guy's blocking your thing. Just, like, just whip it right in his head, his face, right? Can you do that?
I mean, I don't see why you can't.
Without a card?
When do you think someone will do that? The guy gets all up in his face, he goes in for a kiss.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah. Battle him with homophobia.
Yeah.
He won't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
That, my friend, is...
A good move?
A red card. It is a red card.
You can't sexual assault.
You can't kiss an opponent.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Hey,
but what if
love.
You're just going in for the kiss?
It's in the rules.
Yeah. Show me the rule book.
Show me where it says I can't kiss another player.
Diogo Costa and Chico, and then a guy on Estoril also got a red for taking down Porto man on a clear breakaway.
Seems uncharacteristic of Diogo Costa.
Really did.
Yeah, right?
It was just like, it was a bad ball back, and then he couldn't control it, and then... He could have volleyed it out, like, but that could have went anywhere. You know what I mean? Like the way that ball was coming in, it was hard for him to control. He was out there at the box, being like the last defender, essentially trying to move the play up, I guess, so that he wasn't all the way back in it.
Yeah. Once you get a bad touch at that point, you're just scrambling, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, what do I got to do here?
Yeah.
Good move on the striker to challenge him, challenge the goalie, like press the goalie like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't just let that be an easy play for him. Challenge him, make the goalie do something. And he did. He fucked up.
And it paid off. I don't know. Maybe he's rattled from the Portugal squad. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. He was on the losing game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe they got the best of him.
And they put Rui Patricio on the first game? Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, it's a friendly.
Yeah.
None of it matters. It's all made up points.
So
whose line is it anyways?
Exactly. So then Chico gets the red, and he's freaking going the frig off.
Yep.
As he's taught to do by his one and only lovely father. As well, Porto George Costanza is out there on the touchline, yes, really barking it up as well. And then Pep's giving a little, lots of hand clapping in the thing. And Patrick, why do you think all that was? Would you say it was because they were perhaps losing?
Yes, and they are sore losers.
That's right.
Hey. We didn't get that penalty, though.
Probably the sorest sore losers of all time.
Crybabies.
Yeah. Wham, wham, whams. All the way home.
Did you see the penalty challenge that we didn't get?
Penalties are missed all the time. Move on.
Every Porto player.
Sometimes guys miss three in one game. I mean, come on. No, I mean, that would have been a goal.
The ref missed it.
Oh. Every Porto player was forced to share that on their socials and say, this is a disgrace.
Yes.
That was weird. That is a weird move coming from any team.
Why didn't they just... they took all that work to write that essay. Why wouldn't they just write wham, wham, wham on the post?
It's three words, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, that just looks bad on the organization as a whole. I'm like, what are we doing?
I like the one that was like Pep doesn't have social media, so someone else wrote it for Pep and said, this is from Pep at the end.
He doesn't know how to use the TikTok.
He's an old man, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like 20 when the Twin Towers went down.
But I don't know, from the perspective of, like, you know, the whole election coming up, like, all of these moves just look terrible on Pinto da Costa.
Yes, yes, it does look terrible. It kind of looks like the Empire has fallen. Maybe the Jedi's have returned. And maybe good will destroy evil. But, you know, they'll be back. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it does look like a bit of a mess. And it does look like...
It's like after this, it's like Sergio's got to go. Pinto da Costa's got to go. We got to come in with AVB.
But will they let that happen?
I don't know.
The leader of the CLAC seems intent on bullying everyone into voting for Pinto da Costa.
Of course.
And he's with retribution of beatings if they don't.
Yeah, that guy's crazy. Makaku?
That guy.
Something like that.
So yeah, there's a lot of work to happen in Porto. I don't know. The penalty looked like a penalty vote. What are you gonna do? It's still a fucking 1-1 draw. But bad day for the Dragons, I will say.
Bad day, embarrassing day. Wendell is, I think, Wendell should be suspended. This guy pushed a referee after. Like, everyone talks about João Pinto punching a referee. I've never seen video of it. How do we know that happened? I just saw Wendell with my own two eyes push the referee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing I'm going to say. So they got Chico Conceição with a red card, Diogo Costa with a red card. I expect to see them in the game. I don't know how the Portuguese league works, but if you had a red card, you miss the next game. Next game is in the Taça, which is the same as the league.
No, I don't think it carries over in the Taça, does it?
I saw someone say they'll be missing the Taça game.
Yeah, I did as well. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them there either. So I don't know. But against Guimarães, who's rolling right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough for them with players missing. Oh, could be spicy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know where we're playing
first. I wouldn't be mad at Guimarães one.
I don't know if it's home or away, but yeah, that looks like a really good opportunity for Guimarães to make some big moves.
Start writing your essays. Something's going to happen in that game.
Keep it under 140 characters.
Oh, yeah, I fully expect Porto, if Guimarães is like balling, Porto's just going to use the same thing they used to do against Sporting, which is just like shithouse them until they fucking go off their game and now they're angry, and then that's where Porto thrives. They're like, oh, we know how to play angry. We just like break up the play. Fucking, we'll just score off some chintzy chance. All right, great.
Chintzy chance. The Knights of Guimarães, Jota Silva strikes again. The Conquistadors strike down Morirense to try to sneak their way into the top six. How many years until Jota is the one true Jota of the Selección?
The best Jota?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Saudi Jota got screwed. He got fucked in that deal. I hope that guy's getting paid a lot of money because
definitely.
Yeah. I don't know why he did that. He's just over there doing nothing in the prime of his career. he could be balling over at Celtic with Paulo Bernardo, right?
It's crazy.
I think he scored on the weekend.
Paulo Bernardo, yeah. Yeah, shout out to him.
I thought they would at least loan him or something, but they're just keeping him prisoner in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
He's imprisoned in Saudi Arabia.
He's probably in a palace.
That happens
something.
To a lot of guys.
This is an Indiana Jones movie, isn't it?
We got to go get him out of there.
But yeah, I think this Jota, I think he's, the man's just thriving, right, Chris?
He's thriving.
Fucking time.
Well, you said, how long is it going to be until we're not surprised that he scores? And it's now. We're not surprised that he scored.
Well, I was going to say, thank goodness we talked about him being our Portuguese
Grealish
years ago. Yeah. Because this guy's finally like one of the stars of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get one right.
Yep.
What was that guy on, what was that French guy on Braga? Gruben?
No, Gorby.
Gorby. Gorby, we didn't get right. Sorry, everyone, if you're still following Gorby. He's kind of fucking gone, but...
I said Bobson was going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Bobson. That guy's in Korea, I think.
So we got Grealish and we got Roger, who we're about to talk about. But Grealish, great season.
Yeah. Roger, phenomenal. I think he scored a goal and got two assists today. Great game for Braga and Porto Mendes, honestly. 5-3 game, a lot of goals. But yeah, Roger, just the man making everything happen. Two goals for Bruma, two goals for Banza, and then one for Roger. And a beautiful stonk by Fukui.
Oh yeah, Fukui.
Yeah.
Fukui. And then we heard
Arthur George. He's going to go to Botafogo. What does it say about the growing popularity of Brazilian football? And how much money there is down there? Why do they keep taking all of our coaches?
They love our coaches.
Yeah. And why can't our coaches get jobs in Europe?
I think it's a good transition for a lot of these coaches. They're like, you know, same language, same food, you know.
Warmer,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, that was crazy to see. I don't even know if he's going to finish the season or not, or if he's going to wait till the... Like, I don't know how that transition takes place. I don't know when the Brazilian League starts. I think it just started, didn't it?
Yeah, it must start.
They're doing the district thing.
Oh, the provincial tournaments. Yeah, yeah.
I call it District 9.
District 9.
Yeah.
Their summer's our winter, right? It's kind of mixed up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's upside down.
They're on the...
They're upside down world.
Yeah. But, I mean, good for him. I mean, Botafogo, I don't know how well they're going to end up doing. They got John Textor as their owner, and they were supposed to win last year, and everything went flip-flop on them.
I'm surprised they're trusting another Portuguese coach after that.
Right?
So soon.
I think...
Didn't they have Castro and then Lodge?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Castro left them with a huge lead, and then Lodge fucked it up.
Yeah.
And then they fired him, and they
couldn't. Why does this team want Portuguese coaches? It seems like it never goes well.
I think it must be Textor. He's got an affinity for the Portuguese.
Okay.
He's trying to, I don't know.
Right. Maybe he wanted Benfica.
He gets a little deal. Maybe he gets a commission or something to get a Portuguese guy in there.
Maybe, yeah.
And
there's
trying
something
to,
going on.
He's trying to end all the corruption in Brazil.
Oh, God.
Which I'm sure he'll fix. Because if anyone can go into another country and solve all their problems, it's America.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's putting democracy in there.
Yep.
I like that guy with a white savior complex. Yeah. I'll fix him. They just need to learn rules.
Mm-hmm. More games in Portugal. Famalicão, they take on Gil Vicente. Jonder Cadiz hits them with a Panenka from the spot. Beautiful little penalty there. And then Chiquinho run into the box, beats the keeper short side. Beautiful dribble. Mm-hmm. And I think he won the penalty also for Famalicão. Great performance from him. Yeah. I love the kid.
He's been having a good season, too, there.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to see him back in a Wolves shirt.
Chiquinho.
Wolves Chiquinho. He's Wolves Chiquinho, yeah.
Casapia rocked the house in a 4-0 win over Vizela. An impressive stonk from Angelo Neto. The boys in black and white would also score a bicycle kick, and despite getting a red card at a final fourth goal when they're down a man. Casapia.
They score nice goals.
That Angelo Neto strike was spectacular.
Yep. I'm going to call it now Stonk of the Week. Stonk I don't know what's week. Better.
It has to be. The trajectory of it just goes straight.
All
so much power.
All the way up.
Yeah, he put his foot right through that thing. It hit in a nice spot, too, where the mesh meets.
Yeah, where
corner.
The corner of the mesh.
The back corner.
The corner of the mesh, yeah.
The mesh meeting.
I think he hit the ball on the sweet spot, too. Maybe where the pump is.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's what
that's
you
where
want.
You're supposed to hit it, right? To make it go like that.
When Ronaldo was doing those crazy free kicks, everyone's like, oh, he's hitting the pump.
The valve.
I don't know if that's thing.
True.
Yeah.
That was funny.
The Portimonense stonk by Fukui. That looked like it was a valve hit.
Oh, yeah. Valve, we're creating a new lingo.
It's a valve hit.
It was a valve hit.
Smash that valve. All right. Anything else to look at in Portugal? Okay. England. Paulinho gets the ball rolling for Fulham. They go down 1-0 to Sheffield. His exceptional header inspires the London side to keep fighting what would end as a 3-3 draw. Last goal was a nice little bicycle kick there.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. We only saw the highlights on this one, but it looked like a really good game.
Yeah, man. Great goals all around, even Sheffield. But yeah, Paulinho scoring like this.
They found his big ass head in the box. 6'4" man. Just fucking kick it to him.
It's a big dude. I'd love to see him and João Neves run in a midfield. That would be so interesting.
Big guy, little guy.
Big guy, little guy.
Sounds good. Tantalizing. Oh,
man. Both can score headers.
Just winning balls, yeah.
Yeah. Beto and Andre Gomes both come on for Everton, and the big man would score an equalizer in the 87th. However, classic Everton style, they would get scored on in the 91st and lose 2-1. But, yeah, Beto, this is a scrappy goal. He was just picking up scraps. It wasn't that nice, but...
Yeah, they ended up losing the game anyways. Right?
Yeah.
Those two guys are taking that fifth team all the way to the to the semifinals of the Euro, I think.
Hey. I think they can beat San Marino.
Yeah, probably.
I think most teams should be able to beat San Marino. Luis Diaz opens the scoring for the Reds. They take down Brighton 2-1 to stay atop the league. Mo Salah scores the second goal for the pool.
Mo Salah probably had about 20 chances this game.
Oh.
He couldn't hit the net for shit. Oh, luckily, he did get the one goal that needed right in the middle of the box. Perfect pass. But, yeah, it was a frustrating game. And Luis Diaz, of course, I just talked shit about him for the last 4 weeks in a row.
That's what happens.
Obviously comes up huge, so thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
You think Mo Salah's losing a step after you've watched him for all these years?
I don't know. He can still dribble really well, and he can still be in the right place to receive the ball. But
how's his speed?
Speed is still there, but I don't know. He was in the right place so many times and just couldn't hit the net.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an off day.
And he never really gets mad when he misses the net, too. He just, like, kind of smiles. He's like, ah. You know, just like,
get him
fucking
next time.
Get mad, you piece of shit. Ah, well, I'm here for a good time.
I've already won Champions League and the league.
Yeah.
But, you know, a second league for Liverpool would be massive, especially in Klopp's last year. And yeah. You think they're primed for this title run? You've been saying they're going to win the league since the beginning
of
the year.
Since the beginning, mm-hmm. And then we've got hit with an insane amount of injuries. But, I mean, I still believe it.
How about the...
You have to believe.
I got to believe.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, believe with Chris.
It's got a fresh new kit. Nice cream-colored kit.
Cream-colored kit. Retrokits.com or whatever showed up on my Instagram.
Nah, don't plug them. Hey.
Well, I'm just saying, I got one jersey. I'm not disappointed.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Why can't he plug it?
I've ordered jerseys off other websites. I've been very disappointed, so.
To help Liverpool get there, City and Arsenal face off in a 0-0 snooze fest. Wow, that was bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't watch this, but I'm glad I didn't, and I'm very happy with the outcome.
I couldn't even pay attention. I had it on. Just looking at my phone.
Yeah.
It was a phone game?
Yeah, it was a phone game for sure.
It was a phone game just reading all the tweets, and every tweet is, this game is so fucking bad. I woke up late.
Is everyone else just looking at their phone instead?
I woke up later, and everyone's like, this is so bad. And then one guy was like, this is a tactical masterpiece. And everybody told that guy to shut the fuck up.
Shut up, nerd.
Yeah. Shut up, nerd. I want goals.
I think the best part was at the end when they just like showing the players, and it looks like they were going to like fight or something. Gabriel and Holland or something.
Oh, a little bit? Like a...
Yeah.
Almost like
they were just talking, then they're laughing and hugging.
Like a hard slaps to the face.
Yeah,
a couple
something
of
like that. And then Pep was like yelling at Grealish about something. I don't know.
Yeah. Everyone said that was just for show. And like Pep's just like, because he didn't win the game. He's like, chewing out his player on the field. And one commentator was like, just go to the tunnel, man. What are you doing? Like, you're making a big show of this. Obviously, right on the field, 70,000 people are watching you yell at fucking Grealish. Like, I mean, if you're Grealish, you're like, shit, man, they don't pay me enough for this.
It's kind of cool. I like seeing Pep do that. He's doing all these like crazy things with his arms and stuff. And he's like yelling so much.
Yeah. And then Grealish just speaks English and Pep's got his broken English. He's probably like, I don't know what the fuck. All right. Yeah. He's like, can I go get a drink now?
And then you see Grealish's face like, oh, yeah, okay. I was supposed to do that.
I'll do it next time. Don't worry.
It's very good active. Rubbing his chin. He's very like, he's very good. I've noticed in, he's a good active listener. That's what you're supposed to be doing when you're getting chewed out like that. Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
And you're right, like, yes.
Yeah.
You're right again, Pep.
All right, on to Italy. Rafael Leão walks the ball right by the keeper into the net. He helps AC Milan beat Fiorentina 2-1. Beautiful dribble there.
Peaking at the right time.
I don't even think he did a deke. I don't think he dropped a shoulder. I don't think he did a step over. He just walked right in.
It looked like the goal, he just like dived and he wasn't even close.
It looked like he ran until everyone else fell over. Like, you know when you're trying to give a guy a goal on FIFA and he just keeps slide tackling so that you can walk past them? That's what it looked like.
It was very reminiscent of a video game goal.
And you just see the close-up replay of Rafael Leão smiling all the way. He's like, I know this is in. You know, he does the smile. I'd love to see him burst out laughing as he's going to score, you know? Mm. I think he might do that for shits.
I like to see him cover his mouth like a little Japanese girl.
Kicks it in.
I don't know. Like, looking back at it after watching the replay a couple times, I'm like, is this just corruption? Is that guy just, like, getting paid off? Like, just let him score?
No way.
No? I don't know.
Fiorentina's not going to let AC Milan beat them. They hate him.
It's such an embarrassing goal to give away.
I think the thing is, like, Rafael Leão sometimes just makes really hard things look really easy. So he's just, like, blowing past them. There's nothing they can do other than take him down, which is going to be a goal anyways. Yeah. So why give up the red card?
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck.
Also, a player like that, you know he can turn on a dime. So in your head, you're like, okay, when's this guy going to do this big move? And he just never does it.
It's like maybe he's going to pull the trigger right now.
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of like, you're diving for as a last hope.
Yeah.
But this guy's peaking at the right time. I mean, this guy is, that's where we want him. But he still doesn't play defense. I don't know. But granted, look at that Sweden game. He's got to play.
He was great in the Sweden game. Dude, I want him starting.
And now everyone's talking about when it goes well, that Nuno Mendes, Rafael Leão connection, which I've been talking about for years, guys. Yeah. As listeners of the pod would obviously know. Mm-hmm. But it just never happens because they're either both injured or Rafael Leão dicks around for too long. He gets a hard deal, though, in the national team. They always sub him out for João Felix or something.
Man, what number does he have for the national team? Is he rocking 15? Or does he have 17?
He might have 17.
Let me check the facts.
That might be the jersey. I was trying to think of a jersey that I want to get.
Ah, that's the one I was going
to put on the blue teal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the blue that's teal. A good one.
I don't know what to get. There's no guys that I'm like...
Hard over?
Yeah. There's no Porto guys up there anymore,
Are you saying when you get a jersey of a guy with I guess it is kind of...
You got to have a nice number.
What?
No.
What were you going to say?
He's 17.
You get hard over 17. Them.
Yeah, you're getting hard, sure.
When you do that, that's you getting hard for them. Okay. Well, now I don't know. I don't like this idea anymore.
You're the one who just thought of it.
He said it. Chris said it.
I was just thinking it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe a Pep jersey.
Pep would be cool for you.
Portugal. Yeah. Nice blue Portugal jersey.
Porto man.
Yeah.
I see it. I can see it on you.
All right. That's the one then. That's the one.
If there was a Portugal Hall of Fame, he'd be in it. You know?
Best defender ever. Into France, Portugal Saint-Germain beat Marseille 2-0. Goals from Vitinha and Gonçalo Ramos. They both find the net to help the Parisians hand Marseille their first home loss of the year. And, interesting stuff. PSG had a red card also. Was it Soler? Yeah. Soler, you got a red.
Playing down a man, a huge rivalry. I think it was in Marseille's stadium, too. Mm-hmm. Came out to win that game. Vitinha, whoa, on that rush.
Yes.
Such a smooth pass to the side. Gets it back. One kick in the net.
Nice celly. Just starfished.
Yeah.
Like that. Not like Bellingham, more of like a... I don't know, like a sloppy version.
He kind of put, yeah, it's almost like a frontward Sue. He kind of put his dick out, his dick and balls out for everyone. Like, look at my big balls kind of deal.
I've got big balls. Yeah. Oh, I've got big balls.
His dick is there. I can see it.
Yep. 17, good number. I like this.
You get hard for 17.
It's a good one, man.
It's a good number.
Yeah, so... And then
17 is the understudy of 7. Sorry.
That's true. That is true.
17 can be his own man too. Nani was great.
Of course.
Yes.
But I mean, Ronaldo's had 7 on lock for 20 years now, so.
Yeah.
The big man Mbappe gets subbed out for Gonçalo Ramos. This is the new era. They're transitioning. They already know Mbappe is going to Real Madrid.
Yep.
And there's a little video of Mbappe saying, son of a bitch. I don't know at who. Probably maybe the coach.
Maybe to himself.
Maybe to himself, yeah.
And do it.
I forget, yeah. Sometimes, you know, people always think something's too something. I'm always walking around swearing just at myself, at whatever, motherfucking this.
Maybe he couldn't get the Wordle that day, you know?
The Wordle,
you think he was thinking something about else. That as he was getting subbed out?
He's a big wordler. He has a 25-day streak he just lost.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In the Saudi Pro League, Ronaldo, back from a fruitless international break, turns to Arabia and smashes Al Tayy for 3 goals in a 5-1 win. Otavio would score the first goal of the game. Ronaldo takes advantage of the 10-man team after the visitors get a red in the 40th. First hat trick at the Al Nasser Stadium.
Cool.
Right? The Al Awal Park at King Saudi University.
Wow.
That's incredible stuff.
I don't even feel like putting these games on anymore.
No.
They're like 10 points behind.
Everyone is giving him shit that he's celebrating this hat trick like he won the World Cup against a relegation bound team when they were a man up also. And it's just like,
he's allowed to celebrate a hat trick.
Yeah.
Every goal counts.
Yeah, don't be the celebration police.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
And he's got, I think he has a huge, so I think it's in his 30s. Out of all the best players in the world, he's got like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times the amount of hat tricks.
He has 30 hat tricks before he was 30, and after he turned 30, he's at like 34, 35 now.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think in second place, Messi's got like 7 or 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
But he, have you seen this guy who walks around, I think he goes to Al Nasser games, and he's like a Ronaldo lookalike?
No, I haven't.
Funny stuff. Good. He's like one of these like Arab guys who like looks like kind of Ronaldo.
Oh,
and he like
guy,
makes his haircut the same and his eyebrows the same.
Like the guy that does the Neymar.
Yeah. He's being a professional lookalike. Like he's trying to do that. And it's just funny. It's like he just walks around the game pretending to be Ronaldo.
And he hangs out with the Jack Nicholson impersonator.
And for the price that we got him, he can hit.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, local teams, TFC, we didn't pod last week, but they beat Atlanta 2-0. This weekend, however, they lose to Sporting KC in a 3-1 loss at BMO Field.
Oh, they scored a goal? I turned it off. When
yeah,
it
was 3-0. Osorio in like the 97th or something.
Oh.
The hometown kid.
Yeah, he's captain now.
Yeah.
They lost him, Insigne, he's out. Until May, I think.
Jesus.
Damn.
So that's a big loss.
Yeah, that was the last game we went out, right?
Yeah, the game before. Yeah.
I like the away kit.
The white one?
Yeah.
I like how they simplified the crest. I think this fucking crest since day one is atrocious.
Oh, I don't think it's atrocious.
No, it's
fine.
I don't like it.
I like more detail. You like, Evan's a less detailed guy. He likes JJ Juventus.
Yeah.
I'm more of an old Cresty kind of guy.
Old Cresty.
Old Cresty. That's one of your characters you're working on, right?
Yeah, Old Cresty.
Old Cresty.
Yeah.
Cresty Sanderson.
I'll debut at the next party.
Nice. York United. Season starting 2 weeks away, playing in Ottawa, and then home opener April 21st against Hamilton. Just got back from preseason in Mexico. They played Monterrey and Tigres.
Nice little warm-up.
Yeah, they played a Gignac. Tigres played like a lot of their first team, which is nice. They did pretty well. I think we lost 1-0, but...
Okay.
I think it's important for some of those guys to go like to a different country and play a little bit, right?
Probably. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Take it to another level.
I saw a picture. They were playing Monterrey, I think. And there was a guy his number was like 114 or something.
The whole, because
it was like, oh, okay, I guess you can do that if you want.
In Monterey, it was, so that game was free to watch on like Facebook. Cool. You could just stream it off Facebook because it was the Monterey second team.
Oh, so you had to have Facebook though.
Yeah. But all their numbers were in the, like, in the hundreds. Like their jerseys number, their jersey numbers were like 213, and they're like, why do this? It's insanity.
They retired all the ones under 100. It's like phone numbers. It's like, all right, now we're doing 10.
You need area code.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, at the party last night, I had to separate. Evan was trying to get some guy into the cult of York United. Oh. I had to save him. I had to be like, hey, look, don't.
He was listening.
Don't get sucked into this. What? York what United thing.
Spreading the word, man.
Spreading the good word of York United.
You were at the party too?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. These three jokers went.
Yeah, man. I got to tell people. Hey, guys. He kind of knew about the CPL. He knew about it. He's a soccer guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's an Arsenal fan.
Said, hey, you like soccer? Yeah. That's what you want, going up to everyone and saying that, actually.
Basically.
There's this new club out. You should just come down. Yeah, you got to wear green. Yeah.
You got to go to York University.
It's right off the subway, man. It's easy.
It's a cult.
Why don't you just go to a York party next time? It'd be a lot easier to get these, you know, get these people converted.
We didn't get invited to a York party, okay? We got invited to this party. We can't just be picking and choosing parties, man.
Take what you can get.
Fair enough.
Stonk of the week, Angelo Neto, Casa Pia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
Whoa!
Forgot I did that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Pew. Right in the valve.
We're watching a PowerPoint presentation and a fireball went across the screen. Evan made something from the 90s and we all got really impressed.
What about this one?
Woo! A sliding card.
So last episode, Juan Wonder was Vitinha. Could he win it again?
No.
Could he win it again? Oh, he scored a nice little goal.
You actually wrote some nominees.
I got a list going. There's a lot of options this week.
I like it.
Roger, Bruma, Jota, Ramos, Ronaldo, Chiquinho. I guess Leão too.
I guess
for Portugal and for Milan.
I don't think we can forget João Neves, and I also don't think we can forget Portuguese George Costanza. He does an amazing job every week on the touchline. He probably organized the letter writing campaign. Yeah.
He was telling everyone about it. Okay. You have to do this.
Luis is getting upset. But yeah, I don't know. I think for me, I think Bruma scored for Portugal. 2 goals today. I think he assisted Roger.
I like little Roger. We've never given it to little Roger, have we?
We definitely have.
Okay.
But I'll give it to him again.
Yeah, these Braga guys look like they're 1 and 2, and I got to kind of agree with that. Other than Chiquinho, I would give it to Chiquinho.
Chiquinho? All right. Chris?
I'm going to go with Bruma.
Bruma?
Yeah. You sold me on the Bruma.
All right. Bruma.
Dude, Bruma. Yeah, sweet.
Big man Bruma. Good week for him. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on social, Portugal_corner on X, at Portugal Corner on Insta. Join us on Patreon. Listen to the after show. We're on Palma Radio. Check them out. Also on YouTube. Email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating or review. Tell your friends. We're doing the Who Am I game every day. I don't know why I just bored them. Just keep putting them out there.
There's something
getting
about
some good traction.
Yeah, there's something about seeing everyone, the clubs, and in order, and it puts a player into your head. It's very bizarre. It's like a weird mind trick. You just put those badges, and then your head thinks of someone. It's crazy.
And I did use Ebio the other day, and I was picking out these badges. Like, what are these fucking teams, man?
Yeah.
I had to find a Toronto Metros Croatia thing.
Yeah. That's wild that he played here.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're on socials, get us on those. Shoot us your answers when you see them. But anyways, yeah, we're going to go record the after show. So see you then.
Later. Thanks for listening.
Bye.